coach decided to shut me down for the rest of the season. So, you know, we talked. I talked to coach. He talked to me about it. And I expressed my desire to play. And he explained to me his reasoning. And coach's decision is what we go with. And that's what it's always been. It's a downtime for us as a team and as an organization. We'll rise out of this. And I believe that. And, you know, I hope everybody else does too. And I understand the history and all that other stuff. But the future is right now. And, you know, for me, I have to continue to try to get better, try to help this team any way I can and move forward towards next year.
All right, folks, that's the voice of Robert Griffin III. Enjoy it, because you're probably not going to hear it again this season, as he has been relegated to the bench, in case you've been under a rock for the last several days. Rob Woodfork here with you, and we've got a full house here, folks. George Wallace, Megan Cordy, and Dave Preston, who, by the way, has been using the Bold and the Burgundy ad nauseum this week. You are pushing the agenda, my friend.
And we sing it to the tune of Age of Aquarius by the Fifth Dimension. So,
and by we,
of course we do.
And by we, he means he.
Yeah. This is like that Hardy Boys novel where all of the chums showed up, from Chet Morton to Biff to Tony to Phil Cohen. This is one mystery we need to crack
Am
today.
Am I a chum? Does that make me a chum?
I don't know how to take that.
You can be Viola Morton, Joe's sometime
that's exactly
girlfriend.
Who she's been,
or Callie.
That's who she's been wanting to be.
Yeah. Callie dated Frank.
This is taking a turn.
And what do you expect? They're 3-10. There's dysfunction all over the place in Ashburn, Redskins Park Drive. The whole place is going down in flames. So what do you want?
I mean, what do we even start
more Hardy
with?
Boys.
Yeah. Hey, the team's not winning. Their best player's not playing.
Yeah.
There you have it. There you have it.
Although I was at Modell's today doing a story about how all the Redskins stuff is discounted. And for some reason, Arakpo's jersey is not. But everyone else's jersey is.
Well, they need to pay Arakpo next year. That's why.
Well, that's why they're not going to discount it. They need to have full price Arakpo jerseys to pay Arakpo.
It was not discounted at all?
It wasn't.
That's interesting.
Everybody else was. Fletcher, I get. RG3, I get.
Fletcher's on his way out.
But, yeah.
But let's get the RG3 stuff out of the way.
I think it was a nice...
Should he have been benched? Is this a good call, bad call, or who gives a crap because they're 3-10?
Who are you asking?
You cannot use C, by the way.
No, man.
Who are you asking? Don't ask me first. Ask Megan.
I think it is a good move, but I think a lot of, at least the people I've talked to, like covering this today, at least, they were saying, why didn't we bench him at the beginning of the season, which I think is how a lot of people feel. Just, you know, get him a little more acclimated. Now it seems like it's more of a power move than it is really to protect him or to protect the franchise. So, yes, it's good because he wasn't doing well and it gives Cousins some trade value, but at the same time, I feel like there's a lot of drama behind it.
It looks like he's regressing. So from the standpoint of, you sit him the last three games, because if you continue to play him, confidence is a crazy thing, and he'll continue to lose that confidence going into the offseason. And you're 3-10. What's the point right now? You may as well play Kirk Cousins. And you're right. If you can generate a draft pick, because you don't have these picks, you may as well, Kirk his three or four best plays where he can shine and make him look really
good.
Here's
the thing, it's pretty presumptive that Kirk is just going to go in there and play well, because all of the same reasons why they're benching RG3, the offensive line stinks, we can't protect him, he's getting sacked, that's all going to apply for Kirk.
Sure.
Because he can't run.
Right.
So he's got to stay in the pocket.
But he's a better pocket passer right now.
And that's the other thing. Yeah, he's a guy who's probably going to get the ball out and dump it
quickly,
off. And,
yes.
Yeah, so RG3 does not do that.
Here's the thing with that. If you're taking a step back and as fans, okay, you want to see Griffin go into the offseason healthy. Fully understand that, especially after this. But I would have much less of a problem with it if all the stuff surrounding it was not in place. There are too many other... factors, motivational factors, tactics, whatever you want to say, that are behind this, that's where I have the problem with it. And if guys have been, Shanahan tells the team, you're going to get my best the last 3 weeks, I expect your best. Well, your best player, your best quarterback, you're sitting down to make sure he's healthy for an offseason. And from everybody I've talked to, they've never heard anything like this. And I get it's different because of the injury and you missed last offseason. And I totally understand that whatever Mike Shanahan has said to us has not been the truth, so you have to take that for what it is.
Which he admitted in the presser, by the way.
But if you're constantly saying that this quarterback needs reps, see, I don't think this is a lie. He needs reps. He needs to keep playing.
Game speed reps.
So now you're shutting him down. So for the next 3 weeks, 10, 12 practices, he's getting not even scout team work, because that's going to be Rex Grossman. So you're taking away those reps from him. And I think that's where players in the locker room are going to say, now granted, they know it's a circus now anyway, but if you're saying, well, why, if you're sitting this, what is different with this guy? I got to go out there and suit up. I got to get my butt kicked out there. I don't want to.
Why is he special? And this whole thing was about preferential treatment.
Yes.
And as I wrote on WTOP.com.
I love how you get this plugged in. It's good stuff.
Like
it's good stuff.
Got to, man. Got to. The big thing with me is if you were going to bench him for this reason, I think Shanahan's reasoning is sound. I think what he's saying makes sense on the surface. But if you were going to do that, why would you do it before you play another 3-10 team in a dome versus playing him on the same FedEx Field turf that he tore his knee up on, not once, but twice,
in the snow
against one of the elite defenses in the league.
And if you have, which you say you did, talked to the owner a week ago about possibly doing this and starting the wheels in motion. That's what I don't buy either, the timing of this. He said he talked to Dan last week, and then all of a sudden they're going through it and, you know, they're discussing it. And then all of a sudden, Sunday morning before the game, this report comes out that Shanahan's going to quit. And then you go out and you play in the snow. Why not? I mean, there's too many things that just do not add up. I guess then welcome to the 2013.
Yeah, pretty much. And whole tone of that press conference, by the way, just felt so gross.
It was very uncomfortable
after that press conference.
It was very uncomfortable being in there.
Right, although, because it was disingenuous.
It was an all-timer.
Oh, yeah.
It was an all-timer.
It's right up there. It
ranks
right up there
with 5-11 and maroon and black.
There you go. Well,
what else do you want to know?
Yeah. What else is there?
Is there a game Sunday?
No. Next.
Are they playing actual football?
Thank goodness for flex scheduling and moving stuff around, because this game at the beginning of the season, a duel of defending division champs. You've got Atlanta, who's, you know,
going to
be awesome.
Year.
Yeah, the Redskins, the hot team. And it's a 1 p.m. afterthought that I think
thank
they're...
Thank God you're right.
This is a game made for Kurt Menefee and Brian Baldinger to do.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Ouch.
Sorry, guys.
I thought we were going to do that game.
The Dallas game, there's still like 6,000 seats left in the Dallas game.
But there's a waiting list, isn't there?
Don't worry, there's going to be Cowboys.
384 consecutive sellouts. Jim Haslett, defensive coordinator, said today, as he was talking about, I thought you were going to talk about being focused for a play. He said, I will give our team credit for this. When they do get in meeting rooms and they do get on the field, things are normal. They don't look like they're distracted. Which I guess you have to, as professionals, you have to get on the field and you do it. Sure. He says, now you go home, you turn the TV, you know, whatever.
Right.
But like we talked about, guys are playing for jobs. This defense, all but five guys are, I think four or five guys are free agents. So, and the offensive side, who knows what's going to happen? You're going to have to impress a new coach. Guys that are playing for their jobs now. They got to put stuff on film. So while I don't think they're going to band together and try and play, you know, rah-rah for the team anymore, I think it's an individual thing now. So I think that's where you're going to see the efforts in the last 3 weeks.
So you think they'll play better against the Falcons?
No, not necessarily. But
you might have moments of greatness.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't get me wrong. This, I think that Mike and Kyle are going to do their very best to make sure Kurt runs the plays, like Dave was just saying, the 3 or 4 or 5 plays that he does very well, and put him in every way to succeed. Because I still think that this is Mike Shanahan proving to everybody that he can still coach, and this offense, with a guy that he likes and Kirk Cousins that he drafted fourth round last year, to show everybody that this can work and Robert is not who A, maybe he didn't want, and B, not who they thought he was, like Dennis Green said.
I don't know. His fingerprints are all over this franchise because he makes all the personnel decisions in his contract.
Bingo.
So, I mean,
and they still have to defend, and they have to
they're not doing that
perform the kicking aspect of the game.
They're not doing that this week.
Special teams taking the week off.
It took last week off.
You could argue that. Well, yeah,
13 bye weeks. Yeah.
So it's going to be very interesting. And you know, the question I will pose to the panel, what happens if this team goes out, loses 31-6, Cousins get sacked 6 times, they look just completely lifeless? What do you do Monday? What do you do?
Bring on Turnoverosaurus Rex.
Oh,
Mr.
No,
Grossman the keys.
I mean,
2 weeks. That would be ugly.
Oh, God.
It would be like, I think it was
the worst answer.
I think it would be
what?
Was it
number eight? The eight cars getting wrapped up.
Was it Tim Hasselbeck who went 6-26 one year against the Cowboys or the Giants or something like that, and had a passer rating of 0? That's what you see behind door number 8, as fate would have it.
I mean, I think
they'll look a little bit better, believe it or not.
I think so.
I think they'll look a little bit better.
They could. But keep in mind, too, they're also playing a terrible team.
And that's why.
Yeah.
Because they're playing a team that's equally as terrible and probably more disappointing, because the Falcons, I had them winning that division. But they're going
to. How do you say that? You still want people to read your stuff online? You tell them that Falcons won the division.
They were 13-3 last year. Come on.
But think about how unfair that is to Robert too, because it's like he went up against the Chiefs and that was his last game, and then Kirk gets to come in against the Falcons.
And that's the thing. He's feasting against defenses that rank at the bottom, or at least in the case of the Giants, the middle. But you know, the Falcons are one of the worst defenses in the league. Dallas has the absolute worst defense in the league, and they are probably going to set all kinds of records for futility on defense.
Yeah,
and
thank you for my fantasy team defense for a while. Keep going.
Wow.
Wow, and you're talking about my credibility.
Yeah, well.
So the Giants are middle of the road. The Giants are middle of the road. And, you know, so he's going to have some pretty good tape to put out there for either the Redskins' next coach or whoever, you know, wants to trade for him in the offseason.
So you think they're going to lose to the Falcons?
Oh, yeah.
Badly?
I think there's a chance of it, sure. I still think there's a chance. And it's just going to depend. And I have a hard time thinking like this. What happens if this team comes out and really, really rallies around Cousins?
Ooh.
What does that say?
Oh.
Right?
Well, that brings me back to when they weren't helping RG3 off the field.
Well, you're right. And I think you may see, you don't want to say it, but who knows?
Yeah.
Right?
That's a distinct possibility.
Sorry to throw that in. That's for next week's episode.
That's a tough.
All right, let's pick scores before we get out of here. What are you thinking, Megan? She's optimistic, so she's picking the Redskins.
I'm not picking the Redskins, but I think it'll be close-ish. I think I'm saying 17-7. 17-7.
Are you asking us or are you telling us?
Well, I was thinking 17-10. Now I'm saying 17-7. God,
the Redskins are going to hold somebody to under 20 points?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. And then that way they'll win.
Yeah.
I have Atlanta winning 34-22.
22?
Yeah, the Redskins go for an extra, they go for 2 points. And
they're not
Kirk
kicking
Cousins,
anymore.
Well, no. Redskins are down 34-14. They score to make it 34-20, and then they have Kirk Cousins run the option.
Ooh,
oh,
wow.
To get the 2-point conversion.
I like it.
Picks,
Cousins,
by the way, so particular.
Mm-hmm. Cousins
so
has
detailed.
Cousins has a decent game, but the defense and special teams hurt him again this week.
Yeah, that's the thing. They still have to play. Like Rob was saying, that's the things that are still, there's still the same offensive line.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think Atlanta wins this game too. I think Matt Ryan plays well. I'm going Atlanta 27-13. But we don't know anything about this team anymore, and I get that. And there's a chance they come out and they you know, rally around and play well. And, you know, now that everything is completely everybody knows that this whole situation is completely blown up now. This coaching staff is done. Griffin's done. Mm-hmm. So they may come out and just not think about anything and play well. But I just don't see them winning.
All right. I have the Falcons winning 25. See what I did there?
I like.
25-23.
Oh, come
and just
on.
Because
he was trying to be special. 25-23.
That's like Price is Right rules. You picking a dollar?
Yeah.
25-23, and the game-winning kick by
Forbath
gets
Cobra
blocked.
Cobra Kai?
Gets
no,
blocked.
That I'll go with.
Falcons fall on it. Game over.
Oh.
Only because these are the Redskins.
Can we keep doing this in the offseason, this podcast? This is fun.
I think we should.
All right.
I think we should.
Heaven knows there may be some stories in the offseason for us to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah.
The one thing I did like about the RG3 benching is that it gave us a nice dry run for if there is a coaching change. We know exactly how to move and maneuver.
There you go. And we can talk about the Redskins. We can talk about other topics, perhaps. Who knows what we can throw on this podcast in a given offseason.
Case closed.
Indeed.
Another mystery solved.
That is the lead Hardy Boy there, Dave Preston. George Wallace, Megan Clardy, I'm Rob Woodfork. Don't forget to check out the NFL Recap every Tuesday. We'll talk to you guys on Tuesday.
Can I throw something else into this since we're promoting things?
He's rapping right now.
I know, but it's okay. Why don't we, we have been talking about, there are no rules, is that, if people are reading your stuff online, then, we should keep in mind also that Mondays at noon, we do a Redskins web chat.
Well, let's throw
highly
that out
underrated
there.
Web chat.
Well, it's week 13. I'm sorry I haven't brought this up before. I haven't thought about it.
I know.
So,
season's already over.
Look, last week was our best week because of the dysfunction that's going on. So,
join in. It actually is pretty
Monday. It's entertaining.
Rowdy.
All right.
We got Hardy Boys there and everything.
All right. So there you have it. The web chat every Monday with George Wallace. Good times, people. We'll talk to you on Tuesday.